Wow, that's pretty impressive. Years ago, I was gonna go for my ham, but I moved into an area, into a housing, whatever you call them, condominiums or something, where, you know, yeah, they wouldn't let me stick up an antenna or nothing, so I didn't go further than that. And, but I wanted to. So then just recently, I just got into this here. It's something. It ain't like HF where you can mess with your equipment, take it apart, build it up, boost it up, you know, modify and do all this other stuff. You know, that part of the hobby is not on this one there. Go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I remember back in the day, my mom using the Morse code, talking around the world. I thought it was quite cool. You know, it's amazing how these radios can reach out. So yeah, the GMRS is just, I guess, a gateway into the bigger stuff. Roger.
Roger that. Morse code, eh? My hat's off to your late mother, I'll tell you that. That was one of the things that was really tough about getting a ham license. You know, back in the day, I had friends who worked these 2-meter handy talkies, and I used to make fun of them. I used to tell them, you'll never see me with a GMRS or a handy talkie. Because, you know, they used the repeaters. Me, I always was into, you know, trying to make a contact somebody antenna to antenna through the air. I'm a short wave nut and everything. I got a whole collection of short wave radios and stuff. I'm into all that. But I always liked it when you try to make, you know, you can contact each other through the air and not have, you know, repeaters redoing your signal there. Go ahead.